show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Hello and welcome to a Friday podcast. It's Cliffo and Gabby with a couple of big guests on the pod today, Gabs. It was nice to have people back in the, well, a person back in the studio other than us.
It is very nice to have an extra body in here, that being Kyle Feltz from the North Queensland Cowboys.
Too? I don't know if I'm throwing you under the bus here, but after he left, you're like, oh my God, it's so much hotter in here now.
After he left. It happens.
Oh, temperature.
If more people are in the studio, the aircon is spun out and it gets stuffy.
Right. So doesn't contribute to the hotness that he's got sick guns. Like, that's not a factor.
He is a ripped NRL player, right. So he's always going to be good looking. But I actually meant temperature.
Okay, I don't care what you meant. I made you squirm, and that's all I want.
Well, when he walked in, he was all like, don't worry, I'm not going to be a stripper. And I'm like, oh, damn. That's disappointing.
Yeah, we had that earlier this week. See the video on our socials. Also today on the pod, Tim Dormer joined us from the new series of Big Brother. We talked tattoos that you're glad you didn't get in the end.
Oh, God, yeah.
Your favourite TV mums, so much more. It's all coming up on the Cliffo and Gabby podcast.
North Queensland Cowboys are doing an amazing job at the moment. You're on a winning streak, and Kyle Felt joins us right now. How are you guys going?
Yeah, we're on an amazing streak.
Speak for everyone. I don't know why I said that. How are you going personally?
On everyone here. But yeah, I think we're traveling all right.
Yeah,
killing it.
Compared to the last couple of years, where we're not going to get ahead of ourselves, but we are actually enjoying this year and our football at the moment.
Oh, that's good.
So it was the Eels you guys took on on Saturday, just gone in Darwin. Would have been stinking hot, difficult conditions, but geez, you had a fantastic game, mate. That second try in particular. Have you got the Inspector Gadget shoes or something going on? Because some of the air that you were getting in Darwin, incredible.
Yeah, I don't know. I asked one of our trainers to sneak a trampoline in the corner, so he must have done that, so it worked out all right.
Did you guys have an edge because of the heat? Because I know it was really stinking hot even for you, but at least you're used to having a little bit of heat from Queensland.
Yeah, I definitely think we did have a bit of an advantage because we do train in pretty harsh conditions up here compared to Sydney, where it's averages of 23, 24 degrees this time of year. But going over there is totally different. The humidity, it's like a slap in the face every time you walk outside. It's not enjoyable at all.
All right. So we'll talk about this weekend's game in a sec. But before we do that, for the first time ever, Kyle Felt, this morning, we want to put you in the hot seat.
So we've got some rapid-fire questions for you. We want you to answer without thinking, without any explanation. You've just got to spit out an answer. But the answer has to be one of your teammates.
Okay.
So it has to be kind of relevant.
Yeah. He's got a panicky look in his eyes
We always throw you under the bus, and this is no different. Question number one. You're stuck on the side of the road with a flat tyre. Who would you call to help you change it?
Jordan McLean.
Jordan McLean. He must be a handy kind of guy.
Who has the best haircut on the team?
Chad Townsend.
Jeez, he's quick.
Very quick.
He's rapid fire. I'm not going to beat around the bush.
He's got good feet too, which is weird that I know that. When we were doing the ugly feet thing, competition, we had to find a photo of Chad Townsend's feet.
Three. Is there anyone on the team that's always late?
Murray Taulagi.
Oh, yeah. He was meant to be here today. That's a very good point.
He's not even here today.
Producer Hayley, tell us, why isn't he here?
He slept in.
Of course. Question number four. Of the single teammates on the Cowboys, who picks up the most?
Griffin Neame.
Okay.
All right, question five.
But funny, because he's a redhead too.
Nah, redheads have got it. Question five. Who is the most egotistical?
Tom Gilbert.
Okay, and final question, sixth and final question for Kyle Felt in the hot seat. Who's the most humble North Queensland Cowboy? Most down-to-earth, likeable, humble.
Probably Jeremiah Nanai.
Okay.
I was thinking you were going to say Kyle Felt.
It took a long time to get to that answer.
That's good.
I was going to say, I can't say myself there because I toot my own horn.
You did well. Kyle Felt in the hot seat. Going to have to answer some tough questions from some teammates later on today in training, but that's all right. Cowboys, they're taken on the Knights Saturday night. It's a 7:35 kickoff. That's a KO Foxtel game if you want to see it. Kyle Felt from the North Queensland Toyota Cowboys. Thanks so much, mate. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Yesterday we were talking about Jackass making a return because the movie Jackass Forever was so popular. And they're like, oh, we'll just make the TV show again. And the conversation went on to those crazy, silly shows back in the day that was so popular, including Bam. He was like an offshoot of Jackass and he ended up having his own show, Bam Margera. And at the time, I was so enthralled with Bam, I wanted to get his symbol tattooed on me. I had it all planned. Luckily, I was too young.
Good. Wait, see, I'm going to be honest. I don't even remember
Bam.
Him or the spin-off. So he was one of the Jackass guys. Vaguely remember that.
Yeah, and then he had his own show. And he like pranked his parents all the time. And his symbol was like a star in a circle.
Okay.
Which was a bit kind of rock star at the time. And I was like, yeah, that's going to be my first tattoo. Thankfully, I was too young. And 2 years later, when I was old enough to get a tattoo, I realized the error of my ways.
Could you imagine if you got that tattoo?
I would be mortified.
No, you probably would have put it somewhere like real prominent, like on your wrist or something.
That's where I was going to get it, on my wrist.
Oh, my God.
Mortifying. 131060, what tattoo are you glad you never got? So one that you had planned, one that you had thought of, one that you were probably going to get for a number of reasons, and then thankfully at the last minute you went, actually, I've got a better idea, let's not do that.
This is really smart because we've done the old, you know, what tattoo have you got that you regret stories before. But 131060, what tattoo are you glad you never got?
Yes.
So maybe like Gabby.
It's a Bam Margera symbol, maybe. Maybe it is.
Like you had this full-on idea
I was
of this
do it.
Sick tattoo at the time. Because I reckon there'd be a lot of people too. Like, because remember in the 90s and stuff, it was all about the tramp stamp above the ass.
Always.
And they haven't really, like, sorry if you've got one. I don't want to offend here. But I don't feel like they've probably lasted the test of time.
No, they have not.
So maybe you had one of those planned. But now you see people in the shops or whatever and you're like, God, I'm so glad I didn't do it.
The Pammy Anderson barbed wire around your arm. That was so popular. Or the sun around your belly button. That was so popular too.
The word such is life anywhere on your body. 131060, what tattoo are you glad you never went ahead with and got it? Amelia on 131060, what's the tattoo that you're glad you never got?
Oh, hi. How are you going?
Good, Amelia. What's the tattoo?
So when I was about 22, I wanted to get my husband's name tattooed on my stomach.
Oh, that's always risky.
Yeah. So at the time, my son saved me because he was about 2 months old and I was breastfeeding. So yeah. I was told that I couldn't get a tattoo because I was breastfeeding. So I was very disappointed at the time. But luckily, I never got the tattoo because we got divorced about 8 years later.
Oh, that would be so uncomfortable.
That's a win for you now, though.
Yeah.
It's definitely a win.
You'd end up with like this big tree on your stomach or something to try to cover
it. Yeah, that's right. Just a big...
Or wino forever.
Big black square. Yeah. 131060, Marie's here. Marie, what tattoo are you glad you never got?
Hi, guys. I'm glad I never got Let's Get Effing Mortal from George Shaw. We actually went to the four or five tattoo parlors and they couldn't get all four of us in, so we actually never got it.
Thank goodness.
Thank God. Oh,
thank God. That would have been horrifying.
Thank God for overbooked tattoo parlors.
Welcome to my brand new game. Are you ready to play? This is Big Brother.
The new season of Big Brother is looking to be absolutely amazing because not only are there some new housemates coming in, but there's returning housemates and some big names from the Big Brother realm, one including Tim Dormer, who was the winner of Big Brother Australia 10 in 2013, and he joins us right now. How are you, Tim?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Excited to
see
your smiling face and big frizzy hair back on our TVs again. Gabby said it. So you won back in 2013. You also came like third or fourth on Big Brother Canada. Are you the best person that's ever played this game?
That's a big call. They told me that I might be making a record worldwide for the person who spent the most amount of days locked in the Big Brother house. So I don't know if that's a title that I put on my resume.
That's pretty much I'm just prison, mate.
I know. Maybe that's what's next. Oh, no, I shouldn't say that.
So with this new Big Brother, what are the big differences you've noticed compared to the one you were in originally?
Yeah, so I guess a lot of people who watch the show now understand that it's a really different game to the time that I did it, which was basically just a popularity contest. Like, yeah. I could get away with murder. Like, I stirred up a lot of trouble,
yeah.
knowing that Australia watching wanted to see that kind of thing. But now the game is all about challenges and this social game of making alliances, and you vote each other out, not the Australian public. So you can't do what I do, because they'd just be like, all right, get out of there.
Yeah.
Causing crap, get out.
It's true. You won over the public, but not necessarily the housemates. There is 250 grand on the line at the end of this. It's a life-changing amount of money. Will you just play with a no rules, I will do whatever I have to do to win this kind of mentality?
Yeah, look, I really want to win again. There's nobody that's won Big Brother twice in the world. So to have that crown, and two crowns in my cabinet, I would love that. But at the end of the day, what I learned after the last time I played was, well, I guess it's everybody that goes on reality TV. You can do whatever you want in there, but you've got to live with it for the rest of your life. So there were some things, I guess I have no regrets, but you just can't. It's a game that you want to win. Mm. But you got to, I guess, be aware that the rest of the country's watching you. And when you're living in a house for 3 months, you kind of forget the cameras are there. Yeah. And I think some people lack that self-awareness, and then they end up doing something embarrassing, and they become this person that Australia is sort of on the streets like, oh, you did that thing.
I've heard, Tim, that there's another reality show in the works for you as well. I've heard rumours that maybe The Bachelor is on the cards.
Oh, I wish. No, I'm happily partnered. Maybe we'll have to ask my boyfriend if he'll give me a hall pass to go on The Bachelor.
You are
that is not a rumour. I was just starting that.
Well, it's a rumour because you said it on the radio,
yeah,
so people are rolling it. Mate, yeah. I tell you what, Tim, mate, I'm happily married these days with a couple of kids and all that. There could be a rumour that I'm going to be The Bachelor. Like, everyone's The Bachelor, mate.
That would be actually a great idea. It's like this scandal, this person looking for a bit of spicy in their love life, so they go on The Bachelor.
It's the Ashley Madison of TV reality.
I love it. I would watch. I would tune in. Tim, honestly, you are probably the most entertaining person that's ever entered the Big Brother Australia house. You killed it in Canada. Our money is on you for Big Brother. It starts 7:30 Monday night on Channel 7 and 7 Plus. Tim Dormer, thanks for your time, mate. Good luck.
Oh, thanks, guys. I'm so excited.
Happy Mother's Day. For Sunday, to all the mums out there, this is your official 48-hour notice.
I love how you're giving
Everyone?
Notice, but have you organised your Mother's Day thing yet?
Did it last week.
Ah, as in for your mum?
Oh, no, I've only done Michelle. Oh, Jesus. Oh, I'm going to have to do that today. Michelle was bad, too.
I knew it.
Michelle was, she's like, a week ago, she's like, don't forget for your own mother. Like, oh, God, isn't that bad? Like, I'm all organised for my wife, who's not even my mother, but my own mother. Oh, sorry, Mum. I'll get on it today, I promise. But just for funsies, we thought today we'd run through the top five TV mums, because TV mums play a very, very important role in your favourite TV shows, if you think about it.
They're
often the matriarch of the family. So without further ado, let's do it. The top five TV mums of all time.
Number five.
Coming in at number five from the Gilmore Girls, Lorelei Gilmore.
It is Saturday, the day of rest.
Sunday's the day of rest.
No, Saturday's the day of pre-rest.
Pre-rest?
Yeah, so that way when you actually get to Sunday, you're rested enough to enjoy your rest.
So much dialogue in that show.
So much chat. Talking. Lorelei could talk underwater with a mouthful of marbles.
With the whole, like, you know, I'm such a irrelevant, like, not irreverent, you know, I'm wacky. I'm a wacky cool mom. It's the day of pre-rest. That's why she came in at number five.
Yep.
Number four.
Claire Dunphy from Modern Family.
I thought the two of you could understand how being in the same class would benefit you both. Alex, you could have tutored Haley. Haley, you could have helped Alex with her social skills.
good mum, often playing the straight role.
Yeah.
Because there were so many wacky characters around her.
A bit of a frazzled mum, though. Frazzled. Like, never really planned or unorganized.
Always had a beautiful head of hair and face full of makeup, though.
Yeah,
such
true.
A frazzled mum.
Number three.
Coming in at number three from Summer Bay, Pippa Fletcher.
Well, that's what it comes down to, isn't it? You don't really care what happens to them as long as they're not here with me.
You're dead right there, sweetheart.
Well, Irene, I'm sorry. This isn't a competition.
Oh, God. It sounds so awful.
Pippa and Irene.
How about a blue? She was so good, though. Remember they lived in the caravan park?
Yeah.
And this is the way they justified cast members coming and going. She was a foster mum.
Yes.
So kids would come and go.
That's right.
From the old Queenslander house in the caravan park.
Number two.
Marie Barone, the mother from Everybody Loves Raymond, who lives across the street.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving.
Ma, what are you doing?
Well, Deborah insisted on cooking a fish, so I cooked a turkey in case people want to eat.
The prime example of how not to be a mother-in-law.
Classic Marie Barone behaviour.
Yeah.
And number one.
Number one.
Coming in at number one. Now, top TV mums of all time, Marge Simpson.
Lisa, listen to me. This is important. I want you to smile today.
But I don't feel like smiling.
Well, it doesn't matter how you feel inside, you know?
I mean, Marge speaks like she smoked a pack a day.
Yeah.
Down
and
a bottle of JD
advice.
Before breakfast.
It doesn't matter how you feel.
Well, she always
just smile.
The great advice all the time, didn't she? It doesn't matter how you feel. Just put a smile on your face. It'll make it all better. 13, 10, 60. Who did we leave out? All right, add to the list.
Mm.
Who's the awesome, classic, just best TV mum who we missed out on? So we said Lorelai Gilmore from Gilmore Girls, Claire Dunphy from Modern Family,
yeah.
Pippa Fletcher from Home and Away, Marie Barone from Everybody Loves Raymond, and Marge Simpson from
I know
The Simpsons.
She's not a TV mum, but yeah. I just have to give mention to the cool mum from Mean Girls.
Oh, yeah, Amy Poehler.
I just need to.
Yeah.
I'm not a normal.
Whole,
I'm not a regular mum.
Is there alcohol
I'm a
in
cool
this?
Mom.
No, but do you want some? Because I'd rather you drink at home.
I just had to give mention because she's a great mum.
13, 10, 60. Well, that's what it's about now. Give your mentions.
Mm.
Add to the list. So who have we left out? Who is the greatest TV mum in your mind of all time? Or just a good TV mum? Or whatever that
just
we left
just a memorable
out.
Mum.
13, 10, 60, Lorelai Gilmore, Claire Dunphy, Pippa Fletcher, Marie Barone, Marge Simpson, add to the list. Best TV mums for Mother's Day on Sunday on HIT. Crystal's here. Who's the TV mum that needs to be added to the list?
The mum from Home Improvement.
Oh. Didn't she put up with a lot of crap?
Jill Taylor,
yes.
I remember.
Yeah. Jill Taylor.
Jill Taylor.
The most patient woman in history.
Yeah, I mean, like any woman that has three sons.
Yes.
I take my hat off to. But with Tim constantly like ruining the house, hurting himself, you know, getting into trouble.
Yeah.
She was a very patient woman, wasn't she?
She was. She was lovely.
It's a good vote. Thanks, Crystal. Charlie, who's the mum we need to add to the list?
You need to add Chili from Bluey.
Oh, of course.
Bandit's wife.
Bluey
and Bingo's mum.
Yeah, Chili. Yeah. I know that Bandit's a sex symbol, but Chili?
Chili is so much. No.
Just a good mum symbol.
I think so.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. Really good one, Charlie, on the list. 13, 10, 60. Karen, what TV mum did we miss out on?
Carol Brady from the Brady Bunch.
Here's the story.
Her hair was always an interesting, very interesting style, wasn't it? It was like a mullet, but not.
Like a bobby mullet-y thing.
It was like short, really short on top, but then just a little bit of a long bit at the end, like down her neck.
Attractive woman, though, Florence Henderson.
Yes.
Great one. Thanks for that. 13, 10, 60. Jenny's here. Jenny, who did we miss out on?
Kitty from That 70s Show.
Oh.
She was the bomb. She's coming back for that 90s show too as a grandma, and it's just going to be the best.
You're going to see her back on the TV soon, Jenny?
That'll be great. So, she was awesome.
In that high-pitched voice. Oh, Red! Like, so good.
Alpha Bucks.
All right, Alpha Bucks lovers. It's back on Monday morning. Monday the 9th. Tweet out.
Yes, 9th.
We're recording on the 6th.
How many fingers have you got?
9th. Got to use 10 fingers and 10 toes around here. Monday the 9th of May, we're doing Alpha Bucks after 8 a.m.
An answer to help you out is athletics.
Athletics.
The thing that Cliffo excelled at school.
Yeah, right. I was the guy on the sidelines with like the crepe paper pom-poms going, yeah, run fast, people, run. Athletics, your free clue for Monday's Alpha Bucks on Hit. The Hit Breakfast Show.